at podcast.podcast.com.
What?
Here's something more interesting. You're listening to the podcast at podcast.shapelessmass. You're listening to a mass cast. A mass cast of mass transit cast at podcast.com. This is the mass transit mass cast at podcast.com. Get your fucking tickets early, bitches.
Okay.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Podcast 27, and you guys know us, EBA.
I'm Sherman Dupris.
And we got Dave with us again.
Dave 420's back in the house, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do, you know, that's what I do.
And this is another special, goofy, hijinks-related outtakes podcast thing with stuff.
Yep.
So basically, it's just...
That's me just doing the party, you know, doing my party thing.
It's just going to be Dave's phone ringing over and over again. I'll get a line.
To turn it off?
No. Yeah.
You know,
that's thin-ass phone.
I got clientele. You know, I got clientele. I got people that trying to find me.
Because you're slanging them wrong.
No.
Put it on silent.
It's on off. You know what I'm saying? It's on off.
You're slanging them rocks.
I'm slanging something. It's not rocks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, I'm not doing
that. Yo, hopefully you're checking us out at podcast.shapelessmass.com. And you can check me out at shapelessmass.com. Check Mr. Fo20 out at workable.com.
That's right. With an E.
W-E-R-K-A-B-L-E.com.
That's right.
What is your website this week, Mr. Pierce?
I don't have a website this week.
No Banana Dean, man.
Hopeless again. Homeless again, man.
Hopeless and homeless.
Sorry. Yeah. We're going to be just playing some random outtakes, and you never know where it's going to go. You like it? You have any personal favorites?
I haven't heard him, so.
Let's just try not to get Todd on it. You know, he's on every episode.
What
you know
the
what
hell?
I'm saying? No, Todd's done his thing. He's good. You can get some episodes.
I think you and him have both been on the same number of episodes.
I've been on three.
He's been on three?
I don't know.
He's been on 11 episodes.
11 episodes.
It's a real number.
He's been on 12, or as he likes to say, 10.
No, 12 is 12. You just don't get it.
I don't.
Yeah, so, anyway, this is stuff, in case you didn't figure out, this is stuff that normally gets edited out for one reason or another.
The crap.
Yeah, well, it's pretty interesting. A lot of it's pretty fun, but it just, you know, either goes too long or... You know, we had to cut out for this reason or that reason. And we actually have bits from the Lost episode, number 18, in here, too.
The mystery episode.
What happened to that episode?
Well, if you were listening to our previous episode, you would have known that it got deleted.
Did we mention the previous episode?
No.
I mention I boycotted this podcast for a little while?
Huh?
I boycotted this podcast for a little while.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I had signs and everything. I had signed stickers.
We're talking about it now. I'm violating the space-time continuum.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's listen to an outtake now.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Thanks.
Bye. So, you can ask me what I'm drinking? I'm drinking some tea here.
Obviously, I'm not going to ask you if you just told me.
Well, it's not just any kind of tea.
It's pot tea?
Nah.
Pot tea!
You can't really make...
You can't make good tea out of pot. Oh, okay. That may be true.
Because pot is a oil-based drug.
Yeah.
And, you know, oil and water.
Well, I've heard you just use the leaves with, like, grind them in.
and you put them in with your tea leaves.
Yeah,
and
it's
use
not
one of those
good.
Little metal baskets as opposed to a. That's what I've heard about. I mean, obviously, you've heard of it too.
You might if you really want to try it at home, you might want to try it in milk instead of water because the milk will hold on to the oils better. Mm. So, or just smoke it in your pipe.
Or eat it in your brownies.
Yeah.
They're coming out with a new Debbie Does Dallas. They're coming out a new version of Debbie Does Dallas.
This is man, they put one of those out every year.
I'm telling you.
It's like a remake of the original.
Yeah, it's a remake of the original. Hmm. No, it's going to follow the same script. Remake of the original.
The script.
I think I saw a preview for that.
Huh?
I think I saw a preview.
They should get Tracy Lawrence.
Is it like rated like NC-17 or something? Or, I mean, is
fucking,
it
no,
or
no, it's going to be fucking. This is not going to make. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm pretty sure I saw a preview for it in the movie theaters.
Did you know?
Yes.
Were you Warren high? Got it in the theaters. You're like,
wow. Yes, you were high, honey. You had to go high.
No,
it was actually the new Snow White remake, but he was like, yeah, man, Debbie Does Dallas. Wow.
Do you have a weed?
Look at this. She's sucking off them seven little men.
No, I'm pretty sure I saw a preview for it.
You know, every time they see it, they say, hi ho.
Okay.
Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho.
Snow White and the Seven Dicks. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, we do have some pornographic literature. It's not pictures. It's erotic literature in our
bathroom
downstairs. Yeah, it's a weird story.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, it was given to me.
The half bathroom downstairs.
Yeah, it was given to me by a coworker who was the culture writer reviewer at the Spirit. Coworker at the Spirit. I was a graphic artist. She was a writer. We all shared the same office, and. She gave it to me because we thought I could cut stuff out of it for my sketchbook because I paste a lot of stuff in my sketchbook. I thought it might be something interesting. And I didn't really read it. They said it was a dirty book is what they said. So I was like, you know, like soft, but, you know, kind of like maybe romantic, dirty kind of thing. And it's written by an amateur. He submitted it to us for us to review for our women's magazine. I'm not making this up.
Which one is this? Because I don't...
It's down there. It's in a light blue cover. And it's like made by like someone went to Kinko's and made this. Basically, It's in like Courier font, and I kind of perused through it. And basically, it's the story of this court case. It's a novel, right? It's this court case where they're determining whether the things that this guy is writing are pornographic. And then in between the various testimonies of psychologists and something, which is very clinical, not remotely pornographic at all, it goes into these hardcore. 1970s style, like the pizza guy type of like random sex encounters. It's always got the story. It's like the boss had noticed Angela's ass for years, but I never commented until that day that she whispered in his ear, "I want it now." And stuff like that, you know. And then they just, of course, immediately fuck. And there's no, you know, there's no like "I love you" type of thing. It's all just like, "Hey, let's get straight to the sex." And then, you know, they never speak of it again type of stuff. But it goes into all the details, and you get this kind of steamy kind of. Greasy, unpleasant feeling reading it. It's not very much of a turn on. It's more.
It doesn't sound good. Well, it sounds like I was high and I banged my like best friend's sister and shit.
Yeah, but basically, I got it and I like looked at it. I was like, "There's nothing I can really cut out of this." And what happened was I went home and I was going to read it. You know, when I got home in the first place, I went was the bathroom, and it stayed there ever since. And I hardly ever even read it. I mean, it's just there, and every once in a while, someone will come out of the bathroom, like someone will come to the house, and they'll come out and be like, "You have porn in your bathroom." I'll be like, "Oh."
Out of all the reading material in there, you show
us
the porn.
Yeah, if you want to check it out, you know, I mean, if you want it, I've been trying to find someone to
hop. Well, I want to check it out now. I didn't.
It's been there, and we've lived here for 3 years.
Well, I looked at it, and it didn't interest me, I guess, because I knew.
You probably flipped to like the courtroom scenes.
Yeah.
Because the courtroom scenes are like.
And, I didn't even know it was fiction.
Introduced the prosecutor to blah, blah, blah. Well, it's written as if it was like an actual transcript of a court document, which is weird because then it just immediately cuts away to these porn scenes. I didn't read it well enough. I might have the plot wrong. I'm serious because it's what I gathered from like skimming through because I'd be like, duh, duh, duh.
You're like, fuck this, let's get to the sex stuff. There we go, that's what I'm
doing. So, anyway, the Penthouse Magazine.
Ow.
I am by, that's right.
Ow.
God. She has to remind herself of
that.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Women
forgot the eggs. Oh, and I'm bisexual. That's right.
I love boobies. Woo! I
nice!
Forgot. You got boobies?
Yes, I like boobies.
Like boobies in the face?
Boobies in the face!
So we all have we all have something in common.
Ow.
We all like boobies.
My face.
In the face.
Oh, I'm more of an ass man.
Like a last amount.
It'd be sweet to send the podcast out on pirate radio.
Yeah.
For real.
We would so totally get fined.
Get fined?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I probably wouldn't play the podcast on the radio. We talk on the radio.
We talked about anal sex the 2 weeks
so,
ago.
What's wrong with anal sex?
Well, we didn't use the words anal sex. We used, like, ass fucking.
What's wrong with ass fucking?
Most ask the radio FCC. Stations,
we don't know.
For some reason, kind of shy away from using the term ass fucking.
Have you ever read the book Ancient Evenings by Norman Mailer?
No, but I'm sure you have.
I have, and it's one of the best pieces of erotica I've ever read.
I prefer the term sodomite.
Anyway.
Where will you go when this day is over? A gambler's purse lays on the road. Straight to your door, snakes have gone crazy tonight, winding their way out of sight. Laugh, a joke, a sentiment wasted. Seasons of strangers, they come and go. Doldrums are pounding, cheapskates are clowning this town. Who could disown themselves now? This old train, cinders and chaff laugh at the moon. Nightbirds would cackle, rotting like apples on trees, sending their dead melodies.
Oh
yeah, we don't.
I got
so one. You're gonna have to go to the other podcast for that because we don't give a shit.
Okay,
fuck the customer.
Not really.
You know
but
what? Fuck you and everybody who looks like.
What you need to do is look in the mirror and say fuck you. This call is not gonna go my way. I just need to kiss who's up ass on the other end of the phone to try to see if I can get anything
you
done.
You ain't gonna get no love.
A touch quicker. No, you're not.
I don't show
if you are calling somebody for help and you're going to give them a hard time, you ain't going to get help.
No, because we already heard shit before that.
I never called them. They always fucking call me.
What are you doing that they're always calling
you? I don't know.
Fucking up somebody connects
you. You know,
why don't you play the Fat Boys? Something.
I don't remember the Fat Boys song about September 11th. Oh, wait. Dude died before it happened, so I guess that's not going to happen.
I mean, just lighten the mood up here. It's all this death. Come on.
And you know there's going to be an airplane crash later on this day in history. Oh, wait.
I don't think there is.
He specifically avoided one. Well.
You been to California?
No.
You been to California?
No. It's too hard to remember.
There's that time he terrible traveled from his mind. He dropped a bunch of acid. And ended up on Bel Air Roads naked. He's pretty sure.
No. I had a bra on.
But it was on his head.
That's not.
Wait, you don't own a bra, so it must have been mine.
No, I didn't know you. Was this like recently, like last week? I think I went to California.
Sorry.
Have you been to California, Rand?
Child pornography is wrong. It dissipates the innocence of flowering youth. things.
That was so poetic until you got to the things part.
The things just throws it off. Because
yeah.
That instantly brings to mind, you know,
Vagueness.
The penises. Orange brick guy.
Oh, I was thinking of penises, but okay.
Oh, things? Yeah,
you
I
said penises? Look at this. Things. See,
that's what things.
Things are many different things.
What
man.
Kind of things are on his mind? Thing is that hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the Addams Family?
Exactly.
It's the creature.
Oh, right. That's from outer space. Yeah. And it can morph into anyone.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome
it's
to podcast.
It's the rock guy from...
Hello? Are you there yet?
Welcome to...
Why are you waving? No one can hear a wave.
Well, I'm waving to get y'all's attention.
Have some brass knuckles in the cock to a power.
Why do you have brass knuckles in your
power?
Belt buckle.
Yeah, I get belt buckles and brass knuckles.
What's the next category?
The next category is four.
Okay.
Which I believe is a book.
Hang on.
The brass knuckles. They have a screw in the middle of the two knuckles, and they sell them as belt buckles.
Anyhow.
Okay.
Okay. Get towards 5 minutes.
I give it 2 thumbs up.
What book?
You think if you ate nothing but chocolate, you'd be like shit chocolate? Like that's
probably.
All you ate.
Probably.
You'd be like this chocolate factory before you died.
No. You know, I was going to say this for Christmas, but this is a true story.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is bad.
My sister.
I'm scared.
At Christmas. No, there's no shitting. My sister had been tons and tons of chocolate. Chocolate all morning. She's about 7. We're sitting there opening presents as a family.
Yeah, we're still talking about the Pop Rocks.
Yeah,
we're doing the review.
And all of a sudden, my sister turns around and throws up chocolate all over my Christmas.
Oh, that, I remember that story. That's
and it was
nasty.
Like liquid chocolate. It's foul. I mean, it wasn't.
Did you eat it?
Ew!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Thank you. My goodness. Ew! Maybe that's nasty.
Would you have eaten it, dude? What kind of chocolate was it?
Oh, God.
Vomiting?
I'm sure it's probably no good now. That was something. I'm sure vomited chocolate does not age well. I don't know
it's
why
like a fine line. We can make some for you, man. If you want some vomit chocolate.
I have a feeling one of us tonight will probably be vomiting chocolate.
It's probably not
and
as good
rocks.
As that. I think that's probably better than vomit chocolate. I'll eat the Pop Rocks before
you know,
vomit chocolate.
CF Digital was critical.
The night is illustrator, surveyor, terrorizer, hitting the inferno's bus, multiple insiders, sub-level provider, simple verbalizer, the most humble student sniper, destroy the amplifier, the sentinel who protect the portal dimensional hologram, cover all chapters of B-boy visual, take it back to 2 a.m. filling 3D hours of park a year later, draw ready to sit off the box of a spark, tomorrow change the culture, rip the whole movement apart, from its origins beginning with gave the 4 elements to start. What remains the crew trying to rebuild the fame to the local squad, trying to bring the fame back to their building. I'm in the final, he is consecutive, the sound feeling. Who put analyzer, the weapon is the fire. Who wanna come test the king benevolent? Who turn state of the art into nothing or irrelevant? Who pop the world with myra, the vapors hybrid? Snow to see through these brick walls and gently close your eyelids. In the field of death, conception, I lay kids with text and titty twisted, nookies and purple nerve. Rake the land speed like a dip out, leave a crop circle. Mr. Sluggo, top notch competitor. Behavior invader, crush competition like an overturned blazer. My greatest work ever, overthrow the stock exchange of lasers. Escape flying through the number 4 tunnel below the radar. The grand concourse mixture of flavor, brushy lichen. We school face competition with Oopy Cody mixture. I'm way above, shine on cruise like a street lamp fixture.
Super Duty tough work, all visit on climate. B-boys hold down a function. Rock steadily for more than just dope.
I'm cut most meticulous with a similar interest. King of pen is safe to a metronome without an influence. Shot, burner off kilter, bust shit at random. Like Civil War muskets or ADD kids throw a tantrum. Out, the dance vibe, a fan of power, rebel punch. Youth in the populace like FenFans, I meet a public school lunch. Jadis, I'm the matrix with the code for smallpox rapists. Out of all shots, minds are warm from hit and run. Caught a mix of tapeless. Straight from limbo with the most favorite dishes, faces. Marching like dons or arms men through Belfast. Manimal hybrids, recombination. The beatbox to the taste buds on our tongue is smooth. Moving shapeless, dodge the of thought, police is patience in with a folk hero. Klepto still the spotlight before B-boys turn complacent. Specializing through the services and theft the game system. Recruit attention spans and credits of towards purchases. Wisdom with a bad touch and authorized incision pain plus. The boss the operation and deny insurance claim. Funk over fiendish. 20 cocks to shoot out fucking my foot. I'm on a couple over team shit. Help productive see a board and break shit down and replace it with 4 to 5 vitamins that you can lick right off the vinyl. Little leaguer, my phonics is also clearly ironic shit. Like hitting pick 6 on a day of the apocalypse. Took the hard road to blaze a trail like East Infection in urethras. Just to watch crowds on my style fail. Dish me on the internet like picket line crossing teams. The skies is really down with hip hop only if convenient. Kill them. The rhyme sucks. The delivery sucks. Fucking move, terrible, very old. Look at me, I'm going to dance right now. Look.
I'd like to see like Alan Combs
bitch slap him.
Do anything, yeah. Basically, because he just basically sits there like,
well,
he's
an alien. He's just there to monitor.
I'm gonna hold down this chair and really
Alan
not
Combs
say
is an alien.
Well,
you ever looked at Alan Combs really closely? He's a fucking alien.
He looks like a Muppet. Like a Muppet put together with human flesh.
He is not a human being.
He's like some kind of Necronomicon Muppet or something. I mean, he's like H.P. Lovecraft's undead bodies, and they're like,
yeah,
with his hand up his ass.
That's right. But
that's
yeah.
Right, man. And Combs, show them the ray.
Camera, send to our children.
Oh, shut up!
Tell them what Kaba means.
Kaba actually is short for Wakaba, which back in high school I was nicknamed.
Corn on the Kaba.
Shut up. Actually, it actually translates back from Japanese into... Young Leaf, which was from an anime that I used to watch, Revolutionary Girl Utena, which basically is a bunch of lesbians running around.
Wait, what is it?
Hey!
But you're not telling everything. Aaron told me the reason.
Because I used to be able to, with my long brown hair, I looked just like her, and I have this huge fucking forehead, too. Anyhow.
Yes.
And I used to be able to... There was one line at the very first episode that Wakaba said that I picked up on, and I ran with it. And I can do this line, but I'm not going to do it right now.
Do it.
Why?
You brought it up. Do it.
Go do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Is it in Japanese or something?
No, it's in English.
Okay, I was just like, what? Japanese? I mean, I don't think anyone who speaks Japanese listens
when
to the show.
When I first saw the first 16 episodes of the series, I watched it all in English because I got it from my friend Robin. But anyhow, hold on.
Personally, I think this is like the stupidest thing in the world.
When I was little, my mommy told me that I was the princess of the Onion Kingdom.
Whoa. That is retarded.
Whoa.
And you watch this show?
Yes, I actually watched the show. Okay. I picked
What's
up the character,
called?
Revolutionary Girl Utena.
He's gonna go check it out.
It's got the lesbians, right?
It's
some cool licking, though, right?
No.
Is it like a foot in there, or is she just shoving her whole head in?
It's not.
But see, these are real lesbians. These are like 300-pound mustache.
Oh. Yes, is there carpet munching? Fuck what they wear.
There's not actually any porn in it. But it's all suggested.
Any titties?
Hentai?
So what's the point?
Then how are they lesbians?
The point of it is you should actually watch it when you're stoned or high or fucked up in some way, because it's one of the most fucked up animes I've ever seen in my entire life.
The best anime porn I saw was the Asian porn. They just go, they hands off, they think outside the box. This chick was getting fucked
tentacles involved?
This chick was, getting fucked or whatever. And she was like, you have to stop, because if I have an orgasm, it's going to get bad. And dude's like, what do you mean? He just kept on fucking. Her clit just grew into so fucking big, it looked like a dick. She turned into a beast, knocked him over something, and started fucking him in the ass.
Oh my God, I've seen it.
I'm talking about ridiculous.
Strangely enough, one of the things I asked my parents for Christmas, which I think they may be getting me now, is the Philips DVD player that plays any type of media type, just about, with a flash drive.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
A pony?
I want a Sky Scout. Do you know what a Sky Scout is?
Is it a plane?
It's so cool. No, it's not a plane. it's a little handheld thing. It's like probably about the size of a camcorder.
Okay.
And it's
is it like a bathroom webcam?
No, no, no.
For watching women with the making bathroom?
No.
It's, you know, that's the first of many Borat jokes.
No, it's probably the last. Anyway, it's this thing you look through, and when you're outside in the night, and you point at a star, and it tells you what it is. It tells you something about it. And
how does it know?
Constellation. It's got a GPS built in. Ah. It's got a 3-axis motion detection system that can keep track of the position of the actual
interesting
thing. So, and it's got like built in like audio things that you listen to.
So if you took it to a planetarium,
it wouldn't be very much help. Most planetarium shows suck nowadays anyway.
Yeah, they're not even about the stars.
So you've seen one recently?
Oh, yeah, I saw one this year, and I was really disappointed.
I want to see the ones with the stars and the constellations. I want you to see.
The one we went to had bears, and I don't mean bears for the two constellations that are based upon bears. It had nothing to do with that. It was just bears that happened to be at the campsite where the people were talking about the stars. And they went to this whole environment thing and race and sexism and stuff. Like it was the politically correct planetarium show.
Hmm.
I'm not making this shit up. Anyway.
So, you know, yes. Thermal?
Sure. Hit me.
Man, that's some good stuff.
Oh, man, I want your nasty boy cooties.
I got boy cooties, too.
I have girl cooties.
I used to catch girls in gymnastics. You know that? I was catching girls way back in the day, man. Sure, they were 12.
This was like a week ago.
Yeah.
It was at the YMCA, man. You're a sick.
I shaved and everything. And I mean everything. They didn't know.
You're going into a whole weird area here, man.
That's right. It's another podcast. All right, man. Well, I got to go get some sleep, man.
can hear you singing in the blades of grass. Yellow dandelions on my way to school. Big beautiful sky.
Stations of the Cross.
I don't know. I know that those paintings they do, I've seen them because when we went to, the second time we went to D.C., we went to the Smithsonian Art Gallery, they actually had a whole display of these. I can't remember what they're called. I think they might even be called Passion Paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, there's a very specific theme to it. But there's different artists did these, a series of 12 paintings depicting the crucifixion and resurrection mm-hmm. of Jesus.
Yeah, that's the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they had every type of art. They had abstracts. One of those guys who just paints the squares, and he painted. I mean, I swear to God, I saw it. He painted the squares that like this one represents the crucifixion. And mm-hmm. You look at it, you go, I don't see Jesus.
I saw a recent one. There's somebody did Stations of the Cross at a church in Vancouver. And I saw this on the pile like last week or something, and it was all depicted in like. As if it had taken place in modern times, like on the streets of Vancouver too, because you can see like the really? Skyline of Vancouver in the background and like all the people that...
So basically Canadians crucified Christ.
Yes.
Mel Gibson was wrong. Take that, Mel Gibson. You know, he listens to this podcast. Yeah. He's going to be pissed off.
Like Jesus's mother was like, she was just wearing like a denim jacket and... or something, yeah. She was very butch looking too. So, yeah.
Which reminds me, also, in the news, I heard this off Art Bell, interestingly enough. There were some guys who worked at a candy factory. I'm not making this up. They were mm-hmm. a candy factory who accidentally discovered the Virgin Mary in their chocolate drippings.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, a big loop, like layered upon layered, like smooth pile of anything is probably going to resemble the Virgin Mary.
Yeah. I think that's actually been promoted to regular news now. I think I heard it at the top of the hour on the radio there. Yeah.
And what's the message there exactly? I come to you and I bring the gift of chocolate.
Yeah. What if it, but, I mean, are you open to the possibility that it is like a message from the Virgin something?
Well, what exactly, I'm just trying to fathom the message could be.
She's just like, hey, don't forget about me.
I'm made of chocolate.
Yeah. Eat me.
But you know what I found out, though? Making out in like, I think out between African Americans and most of my white friends are different. Like hook up means we can go out. That's what it means to us. Hook up in other languages mean a whole bunch of different other shit. But we hooked up a couple times. What does that mean? I sucked his dick. But so I wish I had those hookups you had. Then you sucking dick on
go
hookup.
Go out and get some brains. That's for me.
Well, she sucked the dick as a hookup. I'm gonna start using that. I hooked up with her.
That's what hookup.
Like, we just chill. No, that's all.
Not an hour word. Hook up, y'all just got together.
You can hook, when I was coming up, I'm old school hip hop, and for me, that was that hook it up. You hook up with your boys. You go out and hang.
Nah, because ain't no boys sucking no dicks.
See, that's what I'm saying. Though it wasn't when you
talking about
up,
throwback term.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about like back in the day, hooking up. You just hook up with your
but
boys.
You got
and go
different,
hang out.
You know, different.
You don't go suck your boy's dick. I mean, not where I went anyway.
Like it all depends on who the homeboy is.
Midtown Atlanta.
Look, man, I love hanging out with Chris. That's moving right along.
Okay.
Damn it.
In the future.
That's right.
It's like a time machine.
Yeah. John Teeter hooked
John
us up.
John Teeter, yeah.
Yeah. And Napoleon Dynamite.
I hope we get to talk about John Teeter sometime in a future podcast.
Well, we should.
I actually introduced my dad to John Teeter last night.
Like in person, like, hey, Dad, here's John. He's like, hey, I'm John.
He was very skeptical.
Really?
Do you know my dad? He's like that.
No, I don't know your dad. I don't think anybody knows your dad.
Yeah. He's very...
I think your dad and I have exchanged maybe 15 words tops in the entire, like, 10 years I've known you.
Like, fuck you, get off my lawn.
I can't imagine your dad saying fuck you.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that was on Thanksgiving, and he was like, the fuck ban had been lifted.
He gets some.
And your brother and your sister were, like, competing, I think, to see, like, who could say the word fuck the most.
It's as bad as this podcast.
Well, you're the one who opened this door, dude. Don't get mad at me. Okay, fine. We'll play a song. Did you have something you want to start with? Or you want me to start?
He went the full beat. He said,
so nice.
Go. He said the women were beautiful, but you never knew if they had a penis.
So much love between the two of
you.
Great.
No, he was there, motherfucker! He went there.
What? Yeah. Was he going around looking for prostitutes or something?
Yes.
Well, that's his problem. I'm not talking about going to the Philippines and getting a prostitute, man. Shit, that's the problem you got anywhere when you look for prostitutes.
Hey, so
this prostitute got a dick.
Do you know anybody that can give this one some pussy?
No virgin. Previously virgin. She wasn't a virgin for life or nothing.
Yeah, she did have other children.
Yeah, she had like 13 kids, didn't she?
I think the other kids were jealous. Like, you know, like.
Thomas was one of Jesus' brothers. He wasn't really a jealous guy, was he? Although he did run off to India. Did you know that? That's where Thomas ended up. St. Thomas. Founded the first Christian church in India.
Huh.
It's very weird to think about. I knew a...
Was he the Doubting Thomas?
Just kidding. I think he was, wasn't he?
No, he was not the Doubting
Thomas. Was there two Thomases?
Yes.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Because the Doubting Thomas was one of his... Jesus did have relatives who were disciples, but Thomas wasn't one of them.
They should tell us what these people's last names are.
none of those names are the real names.
I know. But they're kind of... their own names.
They're not even Latin. They're like
Peter comes from like Pietra and all the words for rock.
I know, but I mean that wasn't the real name, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
But it's they're not wholly detached from the original though, I don't think.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah. Why wholly with a W?
Yeah, I understand. I just thought it was kinda accidentally fun.
All right. We're talking about Christmas because it's Christmas.
Well, it's not Christmas today.
It's the Christmas season.
Yeah. It's Christmas season. That's right.
You have like spring, summer, fall, winter, and then Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that order? Because I thought...
Sort of. Whoa. There. It is in Australia.
Ah, yeah.
They have the season backwards.
Yeah, Australian assholes.
So let's play Christmas.
Well, I did a search on myself today, and I found all interesting things about me. It's pretty cool. I found my old dragon page.
Onward.
So, Void, do you have any website?
Mildred showed me where I was an inmate in, like, Pennsylvania. It was Colorado.
Yeah, that's scary.
I run the major airport in Ontario, Canada.
All right. Yeah, you're the man now, dog.
When I had a website domain with my own name, I actually went and found every, like, 25 other people online. No one has the exact same name as I do because the middle name, no one else has it.
Right.
The first and last name spelled the same and everything. I emailed all those people and told them that they weren't them, that I was them. And the one guy like emailed me back, so like, you have your birth date, and clearly I was you for like 10 years before you were you. And he was the guy who ran the airport. He had like a great sense of humor. One guy who emailed my ISP and his ISP saying that he was worried it might be some sort of scam.
There's a movie called The Queen out now. I think it's about the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called just the Queen.
It's about Princess Diana too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Papa Roxy's dream.
I'll probably. Is it like an HBO movie or something?
No, that's an actual movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I might check that out. I like the Queen.
It's rated like NC-17.
Seriously?
Are you serious?
For the Queen's hardcore sex scene. I'm making that up.
So,
She does.
She's been around a long time.
Cut all that shit out. Ain't no more acting.
All you need is a tight beat.
Because you can, they even break it down in sections now. Oral, fucking, doggy style, cum shot. That's all. You can skip past the bullshit. If you a cum shot lover, you can go straight to cum shot. Bloop. Ah! He's so tough. Go to next. Go to next.
They got me in the eye. It's in my eye. And it's burning.
That's fabulous shit. The bitches that pull the hair back and shit, and some kind of way, nut is mysterious. I just bounce off walls like it's rubber and still hit the bitch in the back of the head and get it away. What is this? Rub it in. It's protein. Just rub it in. It's good, shine and shit. All that is fabulous.
She motherfuckers crying. Okay. Weed is probably the best recreational drug. It doesn't do anything.
X is the best recreational drug. It's what? Fabulous.
I've X. done X. I was
if you plan on fucking.
No, see, that's him. That's him. He didn't heed the warning. X is like liquid. It's like liquid sex is dripping out of your brain.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh God.
That's all it is. You take an X pill and
liquid sex.
Liquid sex.
That's a good name for a band.
How different is it from like LSD?
I've never taken anything. No, never.
Damn, dude.
But see, you don't see shit on X. You see what I'm saying?
I don't really.
You're in complete control of your faculties. Yo, the thing is, you feel so fucking good.
Fabulous.
It's like you can touch yourself, and it's like, oh.
I mean, you will see people get inventive on X. They will go. They'll be sitting there. You'll be rubbing yourself like this, like.
Yeah.
And it's waves of euphoria just comes over and shit, and then you get the bride down. You know what? If this feels good, I should go take a shower. But please. Sit against the wall. Don't stand up and try to take the water full force standing because you will fall. That's how good it'll feel. It's like tiny orgasms hitting you. Just, oh, God. You can't take it like that. You
oh,
know?
Shit.
Because I take my, you know, I pop an X pill, sit there, wait for it to kick in, go sit in my room and cut my fucking oscillating fan off and just let the bitch go and swing. And when it comes by, comes back by. I'm telling you, it's just sitting there, you can't play video games on it though, because you're sitting there pressing. You're like, it fucked around and vibrates or something, gets killed. Oh, yeah. Boom!
Wow.
You could, but any chick you're trying to impress, if you like your girlfriend was tripping, I'm not getting any pussy. Fine, take an X pill.
Make an X pill shake.
Take an X pill. She come over. I'm telling you, well, I'm not fucking you. I don't care. She could just lay in the bed next to you. You could just bump her to her like this.
That was so good, baby. What?
And see, the perfect time I found to take it one time, like, I was sitting around waiting for some eggs. Asked somebody, they didn't know how to find it. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to come to work the next day. And they were like, well, my homeboy can get it, but I mean, it's already late. I said, dog, I stayed up long enough now where if I go to sleep, I'm going to be pissed at work next day anyway. But if I take the X, I won't be. Because I take the X, I'm going to be wide awake any fucking way.
I think I remember that.
Yes, and Nick was just sitting like this with my hoodie on. I kept pulling my hoodie over my face and just sitting in the back. I was rolling in. I was drinking orange juice. I bought orange juice before I got to work to keep it going.
This is like during orientation?
No. We were on the floor.
Yeah.
Taking phone calls.
Taking calls. I'm sitting there drinking orange juice trying to keep it going. I'm on the floor like this. Just
phone call come in. Boop.
Yeah, it was like boop. Oh. I was like... Thank you, she was Nick speaking, I can help you. Ah, blah, 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 blah. Turn down the mic because shit's too loud. It's doing shit to my ear, making the whole side of my body just tingle and shit. I'm like, I'm barely taking. No, I got the call. I'm just putting my shit on my face, just leaning back like this.
And you know what's funny?
Big, huge fucking smile on my face.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. The call, no one died.
I did. I still had good scores.
Yeah.
Nobody died. Everybody got help.
Crack. You know what I'm saying?
And there are some people who drugs should be off limit for work. Like, you don't want to hear, like, okay. Fuck you. You know
that sounded more like a bump shot.
Probably... Well, thanks for filling in the blanks there, John.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that shit at work every day.
Okay.
Is there like a delay?
And what happened? Oh, shit.
Anyways, like, I can't.
Bong, the bong's on.
A bong hit. I know. Well, I just finished my drink. A bong hit, and then you hear, okay, scalpel.
Yeah, no, they couldn't operate.
Or like, okay, man, okay. Tower, we're coming in for a landing.
No, dog.
Man, it's coming up really quick, man.
No, what you would want to hear is, now cut the red wire. No, Derek, it's the blue one. No, fuck it, it's the red one. Last time we cut the blue one, dude blew up. The red wire. Fucking sitting there shitting on themselves. But no, there ain't certain drugs you can take you gotta worry about. Alcohol is kind of iffy because I had got drunk on the floor.
The truth comes out.
How did you get drunk
on
the floor?
Were you sober when you got there?
Yes.
And then you got drunk on
How did you do that? Because I am the man. Did you not know? Nick is fabulous. I'm the king of all that shit. I got drunk on the floor. I can
imagine. It's not that hard.
I had some Absolute vodka. Oh, man. And the fucking pineapple. The pineapple orange.
I have a liter of Absolute
vodka.
I have to admit, though. I have seen some... Like I went into work one day, and I opened up the drawer of my desk, and someone had left a plate with like country fried rice and steak, and I don't mean like a styrofoam plate. I mean a plate. you at home.
Yeah.
I was like, how did that get here? Why did they leave it? Why were they eating at their desk?
What does it mean?
That how food did you eat at your desk?
Sonya would have hated me then. I used to come in the morning in front of Sonya with my fucking cup in my hand, Burger King bag, and would pull my shit out. Toward the end, the tail end, like the last 4 months, I had a Quay bring me a big ass fucking salad from Zaxby's with chicken in it. And I'm sitting there like picking lettuce out. I was like, yo, fuck this. Pulled it out, sat it on my desk. I was sitting right next to Philip. Got a call, boob, swallow. Thank you. Yeah. I stopped eating when the calls came in.
So, you're technically not allowed to eat on
the floor? Yeah, we're not allowed to eat on the
floor. Not technically, but Nick used to eat 24/7.
Oh, I do it anyway.
I'd pull out...
Yeah, I do too.
That's what the mute button's for. You go... Okay, sir, what's your modem doing?
I was clean, dog. I cleaned up all my shit. I took it with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have whole plates of shit.
There are certain people in here, I'm thinking specifically to Todd, who,
Yeah, I heard about that.
Whips out big-ass bags, potato chips, 2 liters, 3 liters. You can fuck this out. Share it with the whole fucking roll. We didn't give a fuck. We ate everything. We chatted French fries and shit. You at TM get come like Sonya come now. Talk some Nick. I know you just sit there eat them French fries like that. I said, you want some? Yeah, I'll take a couple. She'll eat with you.
I got escorted off the property the other day when I wanted to visit Mr. Haywood.
Oh dear.
You should keep a diary of places you've been escorted out.
Not that many.
Every time I see you, just about, it's like, oh, I got escorted out, blah, blah, blah. And, like, some of them are places that I'm like, man, I can't believe she got escorted out. The Metro Spirit.
I didn't get escorted out. I got asked to leave.
Okay, there's some subtle nuance.
There's no security guard at my shoulder telling me to leave.
Well, there will be now.
If they have one, though.
And I did see another movie after I saw Borat, and it was Jackass 2, and it's almost as good.
Oh, yeah, Jackass
2. Really?
It's a total guilty pleasure to watch something like Jackass, but it seriously is pretty much from the beginning to the end.
The only part of the movie that really did
you saw Jackass?
Yeah, I saw Jackass 2, actually. The day it came out was with the horse sperm.
Yeah, the horse sperm is interesting.
You're really not selling it.
There's a scene where they make Bam Margera cry.
The pubic hair one. That's great. Oh, God, that was great.
The pubic hair one.
They took everybody's pubic hair except for this one guy. And basically, they set up a prank for him, making him think that he was involved in a prank.
But it's actually a prank on him.
But the prank is actually on him. And the only reason...
So one of the part of the prank... He's supposed to dress up like a Muslim. He's got, like, the belt of dynamite and everything. And he's got a beard.
They had to put a beard on him.
They made it out of
pubic hair for everybody else. The only thing that I really, really liked about that was there's a shot of Neil Ballard, the lead singer from him. I really like that band.
They had Spike Jonze was in it. Spike Jonze dressed up as a very, very old woman.
The original Spike?
Oh, yeah.
No, like Spike Jonze, the director.
Oh, okay. I thought Spike Jonze was dead.
No. So it kind of goes without saying that it's probably the one that's not dead.
That was the old woman with the flashing boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
He would walk around, like, in public and pretend to be, like, totally oblivious to the fact that her tits are hanging out.
And just watch people's reaction. It was great.
So, Spike Jonze is a weird guy.
What was it? There was one time where she was getting out of a car and the car kind of pressed and ripped it off.
Yeah. So she was just standing out with nothing on except her granny panties.
So, okay, but anyway, Borat.
Yeah.
Or do you want just want to review Jackass 2?
I'll do Borat. So.
See, my grandfather was forced to fight as a Nazi. And he ended up being 99% disabled because he lost an arm and a leg. And then
the 1% was the Nazi part that survived, unfortunately. The 1% Nazi.
Well, he was a school teacher. And he was a Nazi school teacher. He was on the Russian-German border.
But he made the
Nazi Russian-German border.
He made the transfer one time.
There we go. Cows came home too.
On the train.
So,
anyway.
Did you know that without the Nazi movement, we would not have birth control pills today?
That is a
I don't know if that's
scenario.
Necessarily.
No, that's true. Look it up.
Well, just because something leads to something else doesn't
how
mean
Lonnie
that
he was the first rapper.
Well, that was on VH1, actually, Behind the Music. But no, I'm serious. Without the Nazi Party, we would not have birth control pills today because they're trying to eradicate the Jewish race, and in doing so, they did all of the testing on human beings that would never have been possible without the Nazis.
Yeah, but it's like a technology coming about by something else doesn't necessarily preclude it from coming from something.
Well, it could have come from a number of different things, yeah. But the fact was that without the Nazis, we would not have birth control pills today.
I know that's what you keep saying, but then in the sentence previously, you just recognized that we could have had
probably
it without
possibly
Nazis.
Found it some other way.
Well, there's more than one path to the same answer.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. You're saying we wouldn't have birth control pills without Nazis. You're saying if Nazis didn't exist, neither would birth control pills.
Okay, there's
a lot. I think that Nazis are the best type of birth control we've ever had. I prefer to wrap a Nazi around myself before I have sex with a woman.
You're a virgin.
Obviously not if I'm fucking Nazis.
You're really old then.
They're neo-Nazis.
My cousin was actually a neo-Nazi for a while. He was a skinhead. He drove a black Mercedes.
And he was German.
And he listened to ska music.
How come skinheads never... How come neo-Nazis never grow the Hitler mustache?
Because it looks silly.
But it would be like a unifying
thing.
Because
they don't want to be mistaken. Everyone's like, hey, there goes a Charlie Chaplin impersonator. And it doesn't help that they got the little like cane.
Yeah.
Like wobbly Hitler. Knees. Wobbly cane.
Didn't he die of syphilis too?
Hitler?
No.
Hitler died in a bunker somewhere with his mistress.
So they say. With Terry Gilliam. So,
That's a Terry Gilliam.
He's a Nazi.
Sing higher, I believe. Yeah.
Anyway, so aesthetics.
No, I know going to high school. Oh, I want to be like John Holmes. You mean the guy who did all the gay porn movies?
He didn't do that much.
He did. He did. Some
he was like when you see him, he always looks like he's got AIDS.
Didn't he die of AIDS?
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, I'm not trying to get gross
and
or crass or anything, but he could not get an erection. He literally did not have, I'm not making this up, did not have enough blood in his body to maintain his an erection. He would get stiffish, I guess you could say, or erect-like, but not erect. He could never do it. So, you know, having a penis that's, what was it, like a foot and a half long?
No.
It was
it's not even, like, gigantic or anything.
It was large.
Yeah, but I mean, there's plenty of people in porn that have big ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not much of a aficionado, so I don't know.
Yeah. But just looked big because it was up on the screen.
Huh.
That's actually kind of the prevailing theory.
Would you ever buy me an album now?
No.
I know. It's weird to think about buying CDs.
Napster.
Who does that?
Napster didn't really exist at the time.
Yeah, Napster was the shit.
Napster didn't like really take its place until we moved out, remember?
I think it was pretty popular from the beginning.
Yeah, but it didn't. We got on at the beginning. We were there right at the get.
Yeah.
You know, because we were into the whole MP3 thing. It was just MP3s as a whole were just getting started.
It's definitely gotten bigger.
Peer to peer stuff, that was like unknown.
Yeah.
We were like in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we practically, I mean, we were Napster bombing before people knew what Napster bombing was.
Yeah, a lot of MP3s are still from that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still have tons. Like, that song
sometimes
we just listened to is one.
Sometimes I see some real old.
I'm serious. Comments. We just listened to one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do a search and see what your oldest MP3 is. I don't know if you could do. You could. I guess you could, because it'd show all in a range, and then you could sort it by date.
That'd take a long time. Well, I could do
I know. Probably actually go pretty quick on your computer. But just as a thought experiment. See what you download in 1995 and 1996. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't know how accurate it would be because a lot of them have been burned
them,
on disk and then burned
changed,
on disk
yeah.
again, then burned on disk again.
But there will be something.
And I went through one time and like reformatted all of them, and so you know.
Yeah. So what's next? Can I give stars?
it out now. I work the pen to make the ink transform on any particular surface the pen lands on. Doc Kirby's hands on. What's the beef? The coolie high coaches, high post techniques. I drape off poetic landscapes and shapes. Illustrate the paper space off the pens that paint. Then design what habit National Geographic or magic with tailor made status and plus flavor that's automatic.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, y'all. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, y'all. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Melancholy, mundane, sauteed, a hot flame. Big rings, fat chains, they all quest for the same. No name, huge fame, strictly new to the thing. We stay true to the game and never bring it to shame. We tight like dreadlocks, a red fox and ripple. We pass participles and smash the artists in you. The saga continues, this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo, we still the same with a little fame. A little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains to season up my name. We entertain for a mutual gain from close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, rose scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, y'all. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, y'all. We're holding on to what's golden.
Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in them dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The taunt tastes be bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few cheers from shock value. Word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
What kind of bar?
You know, I'm not really a football fan, so.
It's a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was just looking at pictures of Santa.
Were you there right recording? Was talking about the guy who got his penis super glued to his leg by his ex-girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
While he was asleep? I was just trying to figure out the logistics of it, because unless he fell asleep nude, first off, there's already a problem with that story. But apparently it's a true story, because it was on the AP Wire.
You mean the guy and the preacher? Oh, you didn't hear about that one, did you?
Is this a joke?
No, this is real. All right, the guy was a preacher, and he had a jealous wife. She knew what he was doing. He couldn't lie, because some preachers can lie, but this one couldn't. He kept saying that he has to go out with his friends, you know, go out somewhere to drink, and he would bring his bottle of Vaseline with him. And when he comes back, it'll be like 3 o'clock in the morning. So one day, she decided to take that little bottle of Vaseline and mix it with super glue. Just stir that stuff up and close it. So one day he took it and left, and he didn't come back. And she got a call from the police saying that her husband is with another guy and he's kind of stuck inside the guy. So they looked like they were in a conga line, but they're glued together.
Did a friend of a friend tell you this?
No.
Do I need to?
No. Nah. We'll Snopes it later.
We'll Snopes it later.
Yeah.
I just invented a new verb.
Snopes.
Yeah, so. The Vaseline and super glue, I don't know. It just doesn't.
Something about that sounds like it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Because Vaseline's oil based, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then if you mix it up, it could trap it in there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could.
I mean, I'm not going to test that out. You know?
I mean, uh-huh, you can try sure. it.
I'm certainly not going to fuck a guy in the ass. But, you know.
I'm a little skeptical, but
yeah,
we'll find out later.
Hey, hey, do you know why chicken coops only have two doors?
No, I don't.
Because if they had four doors, they'd be chicken sedans.
Oh, that's stupid.
You were about to say cute.
I was about to say cute, then I thought about it. I was like, wait, that's stupid.
It's a funny joke.
So,
what were we reviewing? Did Tyler tell you that one?
Oh, San Antonio.
San Antonio, yeah.
Right,
you
got
these,
man.
Huh? I ate mine.
Well, you're a liar.
I was going to save them for later.
It's really you might want to go get your... Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
They should have a real laser. It's like half of your head falls off, you know? That'd be cool.
I just lost
it. It would be cool if you ate the first piece.
So, you know, please pick it up.
I'll
so
pick it up and eat it.
Have it perpetually.
He ate one with a pubic hair on it. I don't take one off the
floor. Oh, he's going to eat it.
Okay. It went off the floor. Ain't a big deal.
You know what I do this for?
What?
I walk on it.
Damn it.
With shoes.
Sometimes I walk on it with my bare feet. That's the type of freak I am.
Wow.
Jeez, that's
just
scary.
Just like you don't skeet on it.
Bareback.
Ooh.
Still. Now you're having his baby.
Still $3.99. Still $3.99 a minute, baby.
As you eat baby
actually,
worms.
The price is going up. You're willing to pay $3.99, so now it's $5.99.
Hey, anytime.
Still worth it?
Anytime.
Where did you get these from?
One down.
I bought them from some guy's trunk. He's like, the guy's walking like to, you know, the store, and he's like, hey, come here. Want to buy some gummy bugs? I was like,
they've got laser beams.
They've got laser tongs you pick them up with. I was like, He's like, one of them's got a pube hidden in them.
Like, oh, a pube.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Jeez.
I love mystery pubes in my food.
Yeah, bargain at twice the price.
No, not pubes.
Mystery pubes.
That should be like that mystery date game.
Exactly, mystery pubes.
Mystery pubes. Guess which guy the
yeah the pubes came by.
And one of them's Clarence Thomas. Had to get the top one. What is it a look for?
It also says it's safety tested.
Dude,
and apparently
kinda,
the person missing the pubic hair.
I guess so. Didn't say it was tube tested.
Maybe the pube was sterilized.
Maybe it was a sterile pube.
I hope it was.
Let's,
that would be good.
Because you ate it.
It's slow enough.
I didn't eat the pube. I just threw it away.
Onto the ground, which then your gummy fell onto and rolled it up.
Yum, yum.
That would explain the salty aftertaste.
Mmm, that show am pungy.
Why not?
Yeah. I'll find one that's not sex. Ooh, here you go. These are interesting. How much would you pay? Now, how much would you personally pay out of what you have to achieve these goals? And think about, like, cashing in your worldly possessions, working overtime, and so forth like that. How much would you pay for Stevie Wonder to regain his sight?
$10.
Wow, $10?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any more money to pay for you, man.
Okay. How much would you pay for world hunger to come to an end forever?
$10.
No.
You would give up all future paychecks, you know, and sell your car.
Well, I mean,
think about it this way.
If it only takes $10, then I'll do $10.
Think about it this way. If we ended world hunger today, this world would become so overpopulated in the matter of probably mere decades.
That's why we
got
to go to the moon and Mars. And
I don't know if that's true.
Spread through the galaxy.
We have an awful lot of places that we don't live in. No, just me.
Like our backyard.
Okay, how much would you pay right now to ensure that your worst enemy will actually go to hell?
I don't have any.
Well, someone you don't like. Gee, I can't imagine who that would be.
Oh, I've got two on the top of my list that I really don't like.
Some of you have enemies.
So I would say enemies.
She doesn't want them to go to hell.
That doesn't mean I want anything ill to befall them.
Yeah, it's not nice. To you? Who are your enemies?
I think
it
would be happy.
Yeah.
Let's start with
skin burning off
that. Adolf Hitler's your enemy?
He's not my friend. I told that fucker I ever see him, I'm gonna kick his ass.
Fucker. How much would you pay to prevent one of your coworkers from losing an eye?
I don't care about any of my coworkers that much.
That'd be awesome. They get a patch.
Yeah, they have a patch.
I'd pay for them.
I'd call them Slick Rick. Even if they were a girl, I'd call Slip Rick. Okay, what's up, Slip Rick? Rick, the little one. you know, obviously yeah. Realize slip rate.
Not as well as you.
That's one thing he's known for.
Yeah.
How much would you pay to become president of the United States?
$10. I'd pay $10 for that.
I'd pay
to stay in the White House for one night, but I wouldn't want to rule this country.
What if Clinton was in charge? Would you pay to stay in the White House then?
No.
Here's a good one. I don't think $10 is going to be accepted for this. I think they're probably asking for a little bit more. Like, probably like a pretty high price. Remember, you have to negotiate these people and give them an offer that they will accept. How much would you pay to have the power to make anyone do anything you want simply by telling them to do it and do it with a smile on their face?
I would give up every worldly possession I have.
Say it one more time.
How much would you pay to have the power to make anyone do anything you want simply by telling them to do it?
Yeah.
And they would do it with a smile on their face.
I wouldn't pay that. That'd be a really creepy world to live in.
Yeah, you know what? When I read this to Larry and all them, they came up with a really interesting point. You would have no friends because nobody would trust you.
Yeah.
No one would go near you.
Exactly.
They'd be afraid of you.
It'd be pretty cool, like, for a week.
Yeah.
And the reality. It'd be like a Twilight Zone episode.
It'd be, like, it'd be really nice.
Huh?
I mean, that's the same.
You could probably really nice if it only worked on people you didn't like. That'd be cool.
Yeah, well.
You know, like the guy cuts you off in traffic. Hey, crash your car. Okay. Crash, you know. Or, you have to specify. Crash your car into that barrier over there. You know. Sure. Anyway, so yeah, that's the Book of Horrible Questions. And so, I guess we'll split this up for the song since that went a lot longer than I expected it to.
Cool.
Also on Yahoo as Inkling 33, Face of 13, Dark Fae Goddess, Darkling 33, Reverse Darkling. I fragmented at one point, got really paranoid. So I got a whole bunch of email addresses. So if you'll please reach me at one of those, I'd love to hear any comments or see any comments.
Okay, podcast over.
Now we're done.
Anyway.
Peter Gabriel used to be in Genesis,
didn't he?
I don't.
I think that's the same era, but I don't.
Do you
think
look
it was
on
part of it.
Wikipedia?
Yeah, look him up. Look him up.
That doesn't sound right to me. I don't know.
I always remember either of them being a solo artist.
Yeah. Whoa.
Genesis is a Grammy Award-winning English progressive rock band formed in 1967. The band's notable former members include Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins, both of whom achieved additional success as solo artists and in other ventures.
You know, Phil Collins is doing the Tarzan on Broadway.
Like he is Tarzan?
No. He's in charge of the music. He wrote all the songs, you know, like for the movie, the Disney thing.
That's horribly boring. Unremarkable.
So is Phil this Collins in between his gigs as, you know, David Letterman's sidekick?
Oh.
I'm just playing. Yes, I know it's Paul Schaefer.
It's still me, though, somehow. Somehow still
they do kind of, you know.
What, they're both bald?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much it.
That's basically
I think Phil Collins is balding.
I think Phil, I think he actually
The other guy's pretty much, I didn't, he's kind of that alien.
Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer looks like the turtle from the Bugs Bunny cartoons, you know?
Paul Schaefer bicks his head, probably because he has that kind of backing up hairline and just went ahead and got rid of it. They have the classic tale of the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they
that's
have
what
that,
it reminds me of.
The jet engine comes out the back of the tortoise's shell.
That's
right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, do you want to do one of our?
Did I ever tell the story on here about the guy with the clown with the facial scars? The horribly funny.
So. I don't think so.
I should have Larry tell the story. Okay. He probably tells it better. But
do you want to save it for Larry?
No, I'm going to tell it.
Do you think he'll remember it?
Oh, no, he doesn't remember it. But Larry and I went to Wendy's once. There's this guy behind the cash register. Horrible. Have you ever seen someone who's got like horrible facial scars like to the point that anywhere they go, people are going to stare at them. They can't, you know, they're stuck with it for life. It's one of those people, right? And we get our food and we leave. I didn't say anything about it, but Larry's like, hey, you wonder how that guy got his scars? I was like, and you know him? He's like, yeah. I went to grade school. I was like, wow. Well, what happened? And this story is simultaneously horrible and hilarious. You're going to laugh, and you're going to feel bad for laughing, okay? And as soon as I say the first words, You know those inflatable clowns that when you punch them, they fall down and then come right back up?
Yeah.
He was playing with one of those. He punched it, and it fell back and hit the furnace and caught on fire and came back up and flung hot melted plastic onto his face.
Oh, my God.
So basically, he's facially scarred because he punched a flaming clown head.
Oh, my God.
And you are a terrible person for laughing at that. It's
when
really
said,
funny.
When you said the N was what made it funny.
And if you think about it, you get that image in your mind of this big flaming clown popping up at you. You know, he's scarred for life.
Tammy's the worst person in the room because she laughed the most.
Thank you.
You insensitive bastard.
I wish I was sometimes.
Anyway.
Beads or anything?
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I went to Memphis, but that's not New Orleans.
Have you ever been to New Orleans? Yeah, I went to Germany once. Does that count?
No, is the story have something to do with, like, beads or...
No.
No?
Have you been to
New Orleans? Is barbecue?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of different things about New Orleans that stick out, but one of the things that stuck out to me, because I was like 13 or 14 at the time, was going to New Orleans is like going in, like the walking into a pornographic magazine. Okay?
Awesome.
Because it's a major tourist, you know, spot.
Right, right.
And they, you know, I mean, like a lot of people go there to see the sights, and there's a lot of sights to see, but they have no public decency laws as far as I can tell. So they have clubs where you can go see, like, you know, they have strip clubs, but then they have sex clubs where you can watch
Hell
people
yeah.
like fucking. They have orgy sex clubs. Cool. The reason I know this is because not only do they advertise, like it's a major selling point, hey, come see our orgy, but they have full-color, glossy photos of what you can see, uncensored. I mean, you're seeing penetration and and stuff flying everywhere and outside. And so here I am. I'm 13 or 14 or 15 or something like that. I was still a teenager, I'm talking about awkward and, you know, thinking, finally starting to, you know, like getting a real serious, like, primal interest in sex as opposed to just the kind of ooh, look, you can see your boobies, right, you know, type 11-year-old type stuff.
Third base. I hear you.
And here I am in this place, which is basically this massive porno magazine. And the other thing that really stuck out is the whole city, everywhere, even our hotel, smelled like urine and beer, stale beer.
Right.
The whole city just, it's like, you know, you go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and if you've ever been there,
no.
You get out your car and you smell
Hershey
chocolate instantly.
Hell
and
yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere. You walk around like, chocolate. Oh my God, I smell chocolate. It's in my hair. It's in my, you know, it's inside your nose. It's the same thing with the urine and the beer. And so.
He's used to that.
You would go into a candle shop that smelled like urine and beer.
Urine?
I know,
because
I did that with
candles.
My mom. But anyway, true story. My family decides we're going to take this haunted tour of New Orleans, which is this bus ride that, you know, drives around New Orleans. They tell you the spooky ghost story over here, you know, Captain Seabird, you know, killed his crew. And you
right.
can, if you listen carefully, you can, you just, I don't really remember much about the tour itself. I really don't. Because of the horrible thing that happened to me that was much more horrible than any story they could have told before the.
Right.
I'm standing on this like street corner and we're waiting. Uh-huh. I remember I'm looking up at this sign. Now, you've seen a gas station sign. You know, they're like, what, maybe 5 or 6 feet tall.
Right.
And this is color. It was a photograph printed on it, very lit, very bright. And it was a beautiful woman. I mean, like, gorgeous, beautiful face, topless, nice, like picture-perfect breasts. Like you know, when you think of, like,
quarter nipples?
This is what I want. I don't remember that.
With what nipples?
Quarter nipples.
Quarter nipples.
Oh, they were average.
I hate to say generic. I can't think of another way to say it, but they were. It was nice breasts.
Wendy Whoppers.
No, she's.
But I remember standing. I remember standing there, like trying. You know, I'm with my family. I don't want to be obvious that I'm ogling, but you know, I'm kind of standing there. And I mean, it was.
Who wouldn't?
But you know, and I'm standing there, like yeah. And then, you know how like you're in the movie theater and you're watching the movie and you've been like slowly, like, you know, for 5 minutes. Thumbing something under your chair, and you suddenly realize it's like someone's chewed gum.
Right.
Yeah, this is one of those types of.
Eat it. Oh, sorry. Go.
Because I look up at the sign. I've been staring for like several minutes.
You like that?
Yeah.
He likes that.
No, that's
nasty, that's, man.
That's Wendy.
That's okay. A bowling ball smuggler right there.
The only reason her nipples are so big is because they're stretched to like. Nasty.
That looks painful.
I would love.
That looks like any second they're going to explode. Like.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
I'm looking up at the sign, and I suddenly realize over the sign it says "female impersonators."
Oh Lord, that's sad.
And this moment of just like abject terror, like
because you were afraid, because you thought
and there's
that
a part
looked
good. Of me that went that wanted to continue to look because it was like that may be a guy, but that damn that guy's got a nice rack.
Yeah, that's how it was with the Crying Game.
Which reminds me of another little side joke. Real quick. I don't know if you remember this. There was this guy who he got real famous because he made a bet with his friends bet him that like more money than it cost for the surgery that he wouldn't get breast implants.
Oh hell yeah!
And he got them.
Yeah.
And what was funny is he's a man, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if any of the three of us were to take off our shirts and take photos, they would not censor the photos anyway at all. But because he had breast implants, for some reason, every single news media organization censored his nipples.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? It's a guy. It's not like. I mean, that's how afraid of breasts we are in this culture. That
I'm afraid of those
in this culture. Of Wendy Whoppers?
He's afraid that the Wendy Whoppers breasts are going to sneak in here at night and, you know, smother him in his sleep.
They're probably heavy.
Yeah.
They probably weigh like.
She probably has severe back pain.
She spends most of her time on her back, I bet.
Yeah, that's true. You got it.
No. She spends a lot of time on all fours,
like 20 pounds, probably.
She could probably. Each. You know, she probably. If she was on all fours, the nipples would probably be like touching like the bed.
Like
she's
an ant.
On all fours, you know.
She looked like an ant.
Oh yeah.
She probably cannot do push-ups.
Man. That's sexy.
Anyway, so yeah, that's my
And on that note, do you remember back when the Fox News Network was the Car Chase Network?
Yes.
Those were good times.
Yeah. Oh, Jason.
So,
it's a shame he can't kill another wife.
Yeah, see, it's kind of a one-trick pony there. You know, once you've killed one, the rest of them kind of get wise.
This is not a joke. I heard his son has become a rapper.
Everybody's son's becoming a rapper these days.
Yeah, but OJ.
Hell, my son's a rapper.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, of pastries, but...
You have a son?
Yeah.
Does mom know?
No.
Damn.
It's a dark, dirty secret that will only be shared by the rest of the internet.
That's you know, crazy. I had this long discussion with my parents. They didn't believe me that France experienced more terrorism than we ever will.
Yeah. You know, one in five
and they were like,
in France.
They were like, the shoe bomber didn't happen in France. I was like, Mom, it was a plane leaving Paris. So they didn't mean Paris, Texas.
Well, technically, she was right because it didn't happen at all. So.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of a non-event.
Thank you, the Patriot.
This guy trying to light his shoe on fire.
That's all panic. But, no, I mean, I pulled up on Wikipedia and it was like...
Whatever happened to the orange thing? The orange thing?
What's the orange thing?
The orange alert level.
The terror
level?
When
was the last time we went to orange?
Wow.
I miss the days of the more innocent days.
The meaningless.
Orange and the yellows.
The meaningless color.
Did we go to red?
We've never gone to red. Yeah. We never will. We never will go to red. It will never go past yellow.
I think we'll go to red after the fact. Like you know, when the Empire State Building explodes, terror alert red, as if it weren't obvious, you know.
Like when everyone like around you is on fire,
and then there's
New
no
York's
television.
Been nuked. Terror alert red. Watch out for the terrorists.
You know, what's disturbing that
the roof of your house is gone. You know, you don't have a TV to watch it on, but if you were to be able to tune in, you know.
You know, Zeri's this may sound. Oh.
But it's not like there's something blocking
I
you
think
from
your,
like
your story kind of illustrates the fact that terrorism is kind of a boogeyman because it really doesn't happen that often, despite all the opportunities that it could happen.
But it could.
I mean,
I just thought it was weird because
it's just messed up because my parents and I had this we had this long discussion and they were trying to commit. We're going to talk about that later. So anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh yeah.
Was he the guy with the rabbit teeth? The rabbit teeth in the beer?
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, okay.
He is just so gangster, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Gangster?
Yes,
he's not even gangster, he's gangsta.
Gangsta.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're playing this game.
He won gangsta ass nigga. Country? He's a gangsta ass nigga, that way he is.
Everybody used to call him Bubba.
That's the big, big rosy faced guy.
Okay, I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
His dad had a glass eye and he brought it to work with him one day.
That I don't
what
know. But he's a big guy.
You were there for that?
He had like a red server, big reddish face. His brother died recently. His brother like fell off a truck and died. Like.
Yeah.
Walks really slow.
Yeah.
Walk real slow.
Yeah, it was funny because we're playing a game.
Indeed.
We're playing a game and it was like name this
no.
as startlingly no. interesting as that is.
Okay. Well, I got one more.
Yeah, I just got a gerbil stuck up my ass. What do I do?
Push it in front.
Just eat a bullet.
Take a shit.
Push it in further, dog.
Take a shit, then eat a bullet.
You might as well just stick a piece of bacon up your ass and hope he reaches for it.
Yeah, maybe you can use the
okay,
bacon
it's
as
not,
bacon.
I can't, it's not accessible. So.
I didn't know the robot names.
No last names.
Okay, well then Brandon. my ex-fiance always wanted to get one of those pair of vibrating undies with the remote control.
Okay.
And he actually did this to one of his friends. He got her to wear them. And then he took her to the mall.
Okay.
And he'd come up behind her and do the little remote control, and the vibrator in the panties would go off, and she would have to keep a straight face.
I saw a Japanese video like that once.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you that I define dating as hand-holding? So anybody who holds hands with me is officially dating me.
Like your mother?
Yeah. Why not? I'm dating my own mom.
I'm my own grandpa.
I love going to get some shit like that. Maybe like, bitch,
you're
smuggling in the country. Yeah, bitch, this is INS. I'll let this shit slide. You come through and serve some head, though. You and, like, little Princess Maria over there and shit. And Nope. That'll be all of them come through.
You got them? Bring Ferguson.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys ready? Okay.
Your
bicycle.
All right. This is going to be racist day for me, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we keep mentioning Nazis for some reason. I think it's because I have
Nazis
a poster.
Come up a lot. I mean, it's kind of hard not to mention Nazis when you think about it. I mean, yeah. they're pretty big. I mean,
this is the Godwin's Law episode.
Yeah, basically. I mean, they're kind of the Kevin Bacon of like philosophy because everything can relate back to the Nazis within two
Ultimately,
or three degrees
yeah,
because
that's right.
you know they're just the poster child for everything that could possibly go wrong with everything.
Love anyone.
Speaking of which, Club Spectrum has recently opened here in Augusta, Georgia, otherwise known as Disgusted, of the most of you. And here is the deal. On Tuesday, they have Goth Night. On Wednesday and Thursday, they have ambient, trance, whatever
you want. Are you doing a commercial? Because
yes, I am.
Hardly any of the people who hear this are going to be interested.
I don't care. I just want to tell you. I want to tell you about this great club, because on Friday, this Friday, is Spectral Erosio with DJ Triskel. And that's going to be the goth night. It's going to be the first goth night I'm allowed to go to and stay out all night and have a really good time and then end up at the shack and find somebody to get laid with.
Great.
Anyway,
That should totally be a commercial.
I only use that joke once, as opposed to you, who recycles the joke every time.
No, the reason I pointed out was because it was like the second or third time you'd said it. I was noticing a trend.
I said it once, and then there was kind of a in joke between me and Dave. I said it jokingly to Dave because he knew to expect it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I hadn't been making the joke at that time, though. Until
after that podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here. I know what the hell the joke is, and I had no idea what you're talking about.
He. Don't you remember when you were on here and we did this? You must have been high then. He said, "Have you read a book?" That's like, that's so fucking rude. That is so rude. And then he asked Dave the exact same thing, and I was like, "What the hell?" He's gonna ask everybody. Have you read a book? Like, hey, okay. you're a moron, aren't you?
Yeah, okay.
Are you familiar with books? They're made out of paper. So I've been making fun of him, not you. It's about him.
So, have you?
What am I doing, huh?
So I like revenge movies, so you know.
Oh, fuck him.
Come on, Old Boy.
And his movie.
Kill Bill
was the shit. That was the shit.
You haven't seen Old Boy yet either.
When she cut that bitch's leg, it don't move, bitch. Everybody can leave with you. So that was fine. Just chop that bitch shit off. You gonna fucking stay. I'd have crawled the fuck up out of there. She had to kill me. You want me to stay and you chopped off my leg, bitch? You think I'm gonna stay? Slice and all these other movies. You stay there, bitch. No. I'm out. And see, the thing to our Kill Bill was, dude could have killed that hoe. He shot the bitch in the titty with rock salt. I went and killed her ass right there and just buried her in the box anyway. But he wouldn't play games. He was being nice about it. And she still came back to kill him. He could have killed that bitch hands down. When he shot that bitch, could have been some buckshot down the rocks off. Could have killed that bitch then. To the chest with the fucking gauge. I would took two slugs, she would die. She was coming back to.
She didn't kill.
She was coming back to kill him.
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
But she was coming back to kill him. When he got ready to bury that bitch and gave her the flashlight, I just sprayed 3 cans of mace in that hoe's face. Bitch was coming to kill me. And you gonna give her a flashlight. Fuck her.
Yeah, but why was she coming to kill him?
I mean, that's old shit.
Just because he killed her husband and brutally left her for dead and stole her baby.
He didn't shoot that bitch in the head. Bill shot that bitch in the head.
Yeah, he only shot her in like the arm and leg and shit like that.
It would be a very interesting movie if she just went straight.
But this is what I'm saying. But I get sick of movies like that though. Motherfuckers just get out of death like Batman.
I know, but the whole point is it's kind of making fun of that kind of shit.
No, it's not. That's bullshit. The other shit was realistic. Except for killing a lot of motherfuckers in that spot. But all the other shit was realistic, getting away, killing motherfuckers and, like, you know, the bitch missing with the shot. Yeah, that was bullshit, but I mean, you know, the whole shit with the hole in the kitchen, shooting the gun, missing.
That was an awesome scene.
That was fabulous, because the bitch could have missed, been a bad shot, and got stabbed in the chest with a knife. I can see that. I can follow that. Her and little Asian chick fighting, cutting each other to respect shit. I can see that. But that was some bullshit on the second one, though. They should have killed that bitch. He should have cut that bitch's eyelids off, took the fucking top off the motherfucking mace, and poured it in her fucking eyes. Opened her mouth and poured that in her mouth.
Damn!
That would have been a great end of the movie.
It'd have been fabulous.
I hope and pray to God I never cross it. Because I'm in for a world of hurt. I can tell already.
What movie were we reviewing?
Actually, this one might have been the one I found in the woods.
In the woods.
What in the woods?
That is how most teenage boys acquire their first pornographic magazine. That some family member, usually distant, gives it to them. I remember I saw my first porno magazine when I went for Christmas, and his second cousins were looking at Playboy, and that's the first time in person that I'd seen
some porn. That was like the 7. First time I seen one.
Yeah, when I went into the bathroom. And
to be fair, one time my parents, this is another European story, My parents, we were staying at a hotel in like Sweden or something like that. That's the only relevance to Europe. I mean, the story could have taken place anywhere else. But we have, there's this, we weren't at home is important because we were familiar with the beds. And my sister was jumping on the bed at the hotel. And my parents are like unpacking. They're not really paying attention. I thought I'd jump on the bed too. So I jump on the bed. I'm 3 years older than her. And she was like 3 and I'm like 6. So there's this notable size difference at those ages, and I, you know, displacement, jump on the bed and catapult her off the bed, and she lands head first onto the sharp corner of this piece of furniture in there. Blood gushes out, and then my parents were, they were upset because, you know, we got blood all over the hotel room and the carpet and everything, and they, to this day, they will bring up the story, and they swear I did it on purpose. Like, in my brain, I would like do all this calculus to go, okay, if I jump at this time right here, we'll launch her out. I just want to jump on the bed too. Your sister jump on the bed. You want to jump on the bed? Where's the mystery in that?
Yeah.
You know they don't. Yeah,
I never liked that jumping on beds.
I actually that was the relationship my sister and I had is for the longest time she wanted to do whatever I wanted to do, and to get back at her a lot of times I wanted to do whatever she wanted to do at first when I was a kid, and then later on I started like no I want to do this and leave me alone. And, you know. we didn't get along until we both became teenagers and realized the real enemy was our parents.
Go ahead.
It's like, if you went camping,
I don't like where this is going already.
And you woke up
with a condom up your ass.
And you woke up and your butt was sore. Would you tell somebody?
I would tell everyone. If you went camping, I would just run around screaming, "My butt's sore."
No, seriously. If you went camping with somebody,
I heard this joke in middle school. Man, come on.
Is there?
No, I'm just saying. If you went camping,
so you didn't ruin my damn joke.
I haven't ruined it. I haven't told.
If you went camping,
he told us it was a joke.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I thought it was a serious question.
Yeah, if you went camping, and you know, whatever, and you woke up and your butt was sore, tell somebody.
I'd probably mention it to my gay lover and say, "Hey, be a little softer next time, honey."
You're full of other raw people. You're supposed to go no, okay. And then you go follow up with, "Hey, want to go camping?" You've really never heard that before. Wow.
We're gonna edit that because Sean fucked it up. Okay.
I think we're just gonna fucked it up because now
this makes me sound gay. That's all. It wasn't even funny. Yeah. Rich sounds gay and it's not even funny.
We're keeping that in.
God.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
To the world, I beseech thee to grant me an holy power.
Oh,
Oh, Satan, why hast thou forsaken me?
I lost after the child of my loins, and it makes me feel great pain.
You know, and